Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I was really hoping that Doug Gottlieb's middle name was Mike. But it's not. It's Mitchell. Douglas Mitchell Gottlieb. John in Dunkirk's been listening along to that about that conversation and has a story he wants to share. What's up, John?
Hey, Sal. Well, we've met a couple of times. I always come up and say hi to Todd Brody and then Greg Harvey.
Yep.
And Booth. Anyway, so if you remember, Doug Gottlieb played for the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
Yep.
And they were in the first round regional in Buffalo. His Cowboys played Bobby Knight's Indiana team, and they beat Indiana. And that was Bobby Knight's last game as an Indiana coach. So there's another connection with Doug and Buffalo that I just wanted to share with you. And the funny thing was as Coach Knight is walking off the court, I was doing camera for CBS, and I go up to Coach Knight, and I said, Coach, Jim Nance is waiting for you in the green room. And I got one of the greatest comebacks ever in my career. Hey, man, I'm not your coach. And that was all he said to me as he's walking.
Well, listen, though, I think, though, I because people have been correcting me all morning, I think I have to correct you. I think they lost to Pepperdine.
I know that Coach
in 2000, Knight, that would be 2000, right? I'm looking up right now. That was the, so 2000 would have been the NCAA tournament. I'm looking, it said Bobby Knight's last game was a loss to Pepperdine.
I apologize then, but I know that they lost to, I believe Doug Gottlieb lost a beat Coach Knight's team. In
that's okay. I just want, hey, you know, it's all good. It's all good. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, John. No, thank you. Like I said, hey, we're all human and nobody's perfect, but I thought I don't think his last loss was against Oklahoma State, but that was Bobby Knight, the Pepperdine. That was his last loss, I believe. And it was here in Buffalo. Yeah, we're going to have Sean McDermott here coming up in just a little while. He'll be giving us a call, and we'll get to the injury update here on WGR Sports Radio 550, as well as a look ahead to the Miami Dolphins. Okay, so let's take a look around the NFL while we do this, and we wait for Sean McDermott to give us a call and think about what's happening in week number 10. It all started last night with the Denver Broncos and the Las Vegas Raiders. And I have to be honest with you, even though the Broncos are now 8-2, they win this game 10-7. I think I came away from that game with more wondering about the Broncos than thinking that they're, like, I guess more concerns, more questions than answers. Is that how you want to put it? Like, if you're doing Denver radio today, I don't think you're, like, feeling great except you got the win. It feels like where Bills fans have been with their team several times when, oh, you know what? Yeah, they're playing. They got the win, but, hey, man, they're not playing really well in offense. The Broncos, just their offense is not very good right now. They got a slow start, but this time they didn't really, kick it into high gear in the fourth quarter either. Bo Nix only threw for 150 yards, one touchdown, two picks. He had a 54 rating. But they won. The Raiders are they just make mistake after mistake after mistake. And they had a chance and chances and didn't matter. But hey, you know what? You could look at it either way of a Bills fan. Broncos win. Keeps the Chiefs. They're now three wins ahead of the Chiefs, 8-5. They play each other in a week. But you could look at it the other way and go, it's another team the Bills they're chasing here and they have to keep pace with. All right, so Joe, did you know that there's a international game this weekend?
Yes, because Sauce Gardner is involved, and he was recently in one, right, with the Jets. They were international a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So he's like, it's a double-dip international season for him.
They're playing in Berlin in this one,
Berlin,
actually.
Yeah.
This is the Falcons and the Colts. So when you get up on Sunday morning, make sure your fantasy teams are all set, folks, by 9:30 a.m., because this is a Berlin game. Europe, it's Falcons and Colts. And it's going to be a really big game for the Colts to try and bounce back from a loss last week in Pittsburgh after trading for Sauce Gardner. They're looking to go 8-2 to stay and keep pace with not only the Broncos, who already won, but maybe the Patriots. And the Falcons, they're looking to get back on track. They had a game last week that, how did they not? They didn't close the deal against the Patriots. 3-5 for the Falcons. They need a win here as well. Saints at the suddenly interesting Panthers, who are 5-4. I mean, the Panthers were like this team, like, yeah, they won some games, but they go to Green Bay and win last week. I mean, they should beat the Saints. They're going to be 6-4 with Atlanta on deck. I mean, that's a team that's in an interesting spot right now. You look at the NFC standings in the NFC, Carolina is a half game out of a playoff spot. Half game. Halfway through the year, so good for them.
I don't know what to make of that team.
Like, I know. I don't either. Some weeks. I can't imagine they're still going to be in this spot at the end of the year.
No, I can't either. I'm with you on that.
Saints 1-8. They're tracking towards maybe having the first pick in the draft. We'll see. Saints Panthers 1:00. Giants Bears 1:00. I am listening to, when you get on like YouTube or you're watching some video and another video comes up and all these things start happening. And I see one yesterday. It says, from WFAN in New York, our sister station there, how like the Giants basically fired Brian Daboll, but then didn't do it. And I'm like, what is this all about? And I go and I watch, and I'm listening to the host, and apparently there's a story in New York, okay, Joe? There's a story in New York from one of the hosts at FAN who says that they were so mad about the Denver loss, the ownership basically said when they get off the plane, they're going to fire Brian Daboll. And then during the plane ride home, they decided and changed their mind not to do it.
Right. Yeah. I remember seeing whispers of that on Twitter. I saw that circulating around.
Okay. So you saw that. And I'm like, I don't know if I believe that or not, but interesting. I don't know Brian Daboll is the coach next year in New York. I feel like ownership, especially, unfortunately, their owner, Mara, he's dealing with a health issue right now, and he has cancer. And, that's something that is going to be obviously challenging for the entire organization and them. And I don't know if that's a situation where, they're going to be thinking about, making changes at head coach while he's going through that. And of course they want to do what's best for the organization, but it could be. And then of course you have the Bears at 5-3, Giants at Bears, Bears looking to, continue on winning too. They've won some games in a row, and they won last week in Cincinnati, obviously, but we'll see what happens in that game, Chicago at New York. We'll get to the rest of those in just a little while. In the meantime, it's New York and Chicago, I should say. In the meantime, Bills at Dolphins, Bills head coach Sean McDermott on the way here right now on WGR.
You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football Friday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills. And by Northtown Kia, West New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com. Now, here's Sal Capaccio with Buffalo Bills head coach, Sean McDermott.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott joins me right now on the West Her Hotline. Good Friday morning to you, coach, and welcome back to the Football Friday here on WGR.
Good Friday morning to you guys as well. Looking forward to a great weekend for everybody in the Western New York community and beyond as we travel down to Miami together.
We'll talk about that game in just a second, Coach. Let's rewind, obviously, real big win and victory for your team last Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs. I remember you were on with Chopin the Bulldog maybe last year. It might have been right after the Kansas City game. And I think Mike asked you a question about how confident you were. And your response always stuck with me. You were like, I'm always confident in our team, right? Can you kind of take me into that mindset of confidence and how much that plays into, you know, how you feel your team is, you know, kind of progressing through the week, regardless of circumstance and knowing how they're going to play?
Yeah, no, that's huge, right? Huge from a leadership standpoint, huge from a head coach's standpoint and coach in general, teacher as well. I mean, you just think about if you were a student or a player in this case, and you hear your head coach say, I'm not very confident in who we have and how we're doing things. I mean, that doesn't usually bode well for future performances. So we're here to get the best out of our players and coach them up. And looking forward, like I said, to getting down there this weekend.
Obviously a big loss for your team with Michael Hoyt now injured last week. And you touched on it just the other day, you know, young guys stepping up. You guys didn't make any deals at the deadline. That shows confidence in the roster that you have. Can you kind of take us through like the journey of some young players? Like in this case, it would be Landon Jackson. It'd be Javon Solomon. And, you know, the roles that, you know, they may have to play here going forward and A, not putting too much on their plate, but also understanding that, you know, they have to step up and play key roles here.
Yeah. Again, from a coach's standpoint, and a teacher's standpoint, like I said, part of one of the great joys of coaching, teaching, which is really what we do as coaches, is seeing young players, seeing young people develop and for the light to come on and to take an opportunity and make the most of it. So Landon will have an opportunity this weekend more than likely to do that. And, you know, we continue the journey with the other key members that are those young guys that you saw already for a couple games now, Max, Jordan Hancock, and the list goes on.
Sean, Bills offensive tackle Deion Dawkins has been named the Week 10 NFLPA Community MVP for treating three different classes to special outings through his Deion Dreamers Snow Day field trip program. This is a young man who's been with you every step of the way, first draft class for you. What has Deion meant to you and to this organization and community?
Yeah, you know, we want to win games. There's no doubt about it. That's what we're here to do. Beyond that, there's a bigger purpose and a higher purpose for myself, for our players, for our community, for our organization, and that's to make an impact in our community. And I'm extremely proud when I hear stories of guys like Deion and beyond, you know, making that impact, that positive impact in our community. And it's a real thing, right? We're here just not just for winning. We want to win, like I mentioned, but that imprint, that footprint that we create lasts for a long time.
Sean, you have a lengthy injury report as far as names are concerned. Three DNPs, four, with Sam Franklin yesterday. Four DNPs yesterday. Is there anybody that you know is not going to play and you're declaring out for Sunday right now?
So we have two guys, those being A.J. Epenesa and Shaq Thompson. Both will be out. Daquan Jones, Joshua Palmer, Taron Johnson, and Christian Benford will all be limited today and questionable, listed as for the game and their designation. So we'll see how that goes today and as we move forward through the weekend.
Joey Bosa, James Cook, both DNPs, but limited yesterday. How do you feel they got through practice?
Yeah, very well. Yesterday was a good day for both of those guys, and they should be pretty good moving forward here for us through the weekend.
And, of course, folks, that is the Barnes Firm Injury Report. Injured for help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. Sean, you've had – maybe I just say a little bit inordinate feels like amount of guys pop up on the injury report after practices this year. As a coach, is that something that you look at and say, why is that happening? Or is it just, hey, this is football, that's going to happen? It's just something that, you know, you have to kind of deal with as a season goes on.
Well, we look at everything. There's no doubt. Anytime you get an indicator of something, a red flag or a green flag, it's something that's, you know, good. On the other hand, you look at it and you try and understand why. And in this case, a lot of these injuries that are popping up through practice are more are occurring earlier in practice in what we call the individual period, which is not very physical. They're usually soft tissue injuries to this point, unfortunately. So it's you know, we look at our schedule, we look at our approach, we really try and take care of the players, yet at the same time we do have to get work in. So the fact that they're happening early in practice where there's not a lot of contact is a little bit even more disturbing from a soft tissue standpoint.
Max Hairston got his first interception last week. What was the what was it like with him in the locker room after the game with him? And boy, such a smile on that young man when he had the interception. And I know I talked to him. He said he might have the ball like with him when he sleeps at night, like a little kid at Christmas. By the way,
yeah, that's fitting for Max's personality. He's a great young man, off to a good start. It is important we take it one game at a time. But just to celebrate that moment for a second here, he's earned it. He's worked extremely hard, really fought through some big time adversity early on in his career and his journey this season. And, I applaud him for his effort, his work with our training staff and our strength and conditioning staff and beyond. So it was really great to see him experience a moment like.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
That, and it's a confidence builder and something he can build on as we move forward.
And, of course, facing a team like the Miami Dolphins, who have a lot of weapons, Max Hairston and the rest of your defense, is going to have their hands full with a lot of things that they bring to the table. What do you see from this team that, despite their record, I mean, you look, Devon Achane still 5.0 yards a carry. We know they have Jalen Waddle on that side. Their offense and the things that they're going to try to do to you and what you have to handle.
Yeah, highly ranked statistically, and they move the ball well and score points. I mean, you look at just their track record this year in terms of scoring points. I know they had kind of a down game perhaps against the Ravens, but other than that, they've scored 20-30 points a week pretty much averaging since season got going after that week one loss to the Colts. So extremely talented, extremely powerful in terms of scoring points and explosive.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot, and we'll catch you up next week Friday, of course. Safe travels down to Florida and good luck against Miami.
All right, thanks so much, Sal. Have a great weekend, everyone.
All right, you too. Thank you very much. That is Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott, and he has declared out linebacker Shaq Thompson and defensive end A.J. Epenesa. So that's good news for Christian Benford, who is going to be limited today and questionable on the injury report. It's also good news for Taron Johnson, Daquan Jones, and Joshua Palmer for them to be questionable. They have been practicing. We'll see if the Bills get them back. But how about that? A little surprise for me that Benford will be questionable and not ruled out after not practicing this week or at least yesterday after being limited. And I'm glad that, Sean spoke a little bit about the soft tissue injuries happening at practice. It is something they're going to have to look at. Why have they had so many injuries pop up at practice? Look, you can't hurt. There, I did it again. Look, you can't help sometimes when a guy like Daquan Jones gets stepped on, right? But some of the soft tissue injuries that have popped up, those are the things that, the Bills will be looking at. So no A.J. Epenesa, No Shaq Thompson. What does that mean? That means Landon Jackson's most likely getting an opportunity this week, folks. All right. Landon Jackson comes into this game as the fourth defensive end. Rousseau, Bosa, Solomon, and Jackson. Javon Solomon's going to have to play a role outside, inside, and all the different ways they like to use him. Do we have Pat Hammer now? I think we do. So we're going to go to him right now on the Western Hotline. Actually, we got Pat's open. Let's play it. Of course, got to get down with a little Pat Hammer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist.
Break it down.
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal Capaccio with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire. Here's Patrick.
Have a time.
Pat Hammer joins me now on the Western Hotline. All right, buddy. We're going to Miami this week. I know I am.
Yes,
I'm really, really loving this 80 plus degree weather. Then when I come back, it's going to be like 60 degrees the other way. I don't know, really. You tell me. But what a big change it's going to be. You know what? It's going to happen. This is what happens. And I'm not kidding you. They do this. Have you been to a game in Miami, a Bills game or anything like that? Have you ever been down there?
I've been to Miami numbers, not to a game, though, no.
Okay, so what they do is, especially when the Bills play, obviously, later in the year, and this might be one of those cases where this happens, they do a little trolling. They put on the video board, current temperature in Miami, current temperature in Buffalo. That's what they do, just to kind of make, oh yeah, they do that. They do that all the time.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Well, then I think that's kind of a badge. That's like a badge of honor. Like, yeah, it's November.
Right.
And it's this is real life. This isn't Miami fantasy land, you know, in November and it's 80. Right?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
We're tough.
We'll handle it. We do it here. We could do it here and be like, here's our temperature. There's your temperature. We like it here. Right? I mean, come on.
Exactly. Exactly. 100%. So, yeah, they'll have plenty of trolling to do, given that for our fans that are going down there for the game, when you're returning, it'll be a different world returning to Buffalo on Monday versus when you left.
All right, so let's walk us through it. So you got people down there right now in Miami, already in South Florida for the game. You got people traveling down this weekend. What does it look like this weekend in Miami, Sunday for the game specifically, and maybe even Sunday evening in Miami after the game?
Yeah, so the weather in Florida, two games in Florida, right? I think the Buccaneers have a game, too, just up the road.
Wait, I thought you were talking about the other one. Syracuse at Miami tomorrow, by the way, as well.
Oh, well, how
Syracuse
could I
at
forget?
Miami at 3:30 tomorrow.
Patrick, where are your priorities? I'm sorry. I should have mentioned the Syracuse game. Yeah. Okay, so the weather looks great in a typical Florida style. Daytime, warm, not too hot, 70s, around 80. Saturday and Sunday, no thunderstorms really to worry about. Not too humid. So given what our conditions have been like before traveling to Miami, as we all know, over the last couple of years, this game won't have any heat effects to deal with. The weather looks just fine. It's just for those coming back, our weather is about to take, you know, its first significant turn of the season, which we're kind of due for. You know, we're diving into mid-November. It's kind of time to turn the page on our next season, and it will arrive here early next week.
So, okay, a couple things on this. Number one, let me start with Miami.
Yeah.
I normally pack something for the rain just because it's Miami, it's Florida. Is that, am I going to use it?
No, I don't think so. I think I always am cautious with you, Sal, telling you to leave any gear at home. Because whenever I do that, it comes back to bite me. Whenever I say with you brought up confidence, right? That was something you brought up earlier. When you say with confidence, I usually lose it a little when it comes to trying to dress you for an appropriate game the next day. I can honestly say I don't think with confidence you're going to need rain gear over the weekend. So I think you're fine.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to hold you to that one there. Yeah. And then as far as when people are coming back, how long is this going to last? So you say it's going to change here, you know, it's going to dip down, and there's going to be some areas maybe you've seen a little bit of snow. Like, what are we looking at as far as long-term effects?
Yeah, so our first snowflakes of the season are coming next week. Whenever you get cold air in November, it raises an eyebrow because we all know when the lake is still warm and the air gets this cold, you have the potential of big, hefty lake effect snow events. And that will not be the case with this. It is going to get cold next week. one of the colder air masses we've had in November for quite some time. It's just not going to last very long. So we're going to see, as for today, a little rain. It's going to rain here in about an hour or so or two. Sunday, we're going to get some more rain, and then it does mix over to some snowflakes Sunday night into Monday, but it doesn't look like it's going to be a lot. The wind direction isn't right. The setup for this lake effect just isn't ideal for heavy lake effect snow. So we're going to get some snow showers Monday, especially Monday night, Tuesday, but it does not look to be impactful. Very typical early season stuff coming our way.
Is it everywhere snow showers, or just like higher elevations, south towns? Like,
no,
what are we talking about?
It's actually, you know, it's kind of statewide. Anybody traveling across the state, whether it's speaking of Syracuse, this entire region is getting cold. But it's just, again, I would typically say one area's got better. This is just kind of light snow for everyone. So, and it just isn't going to be the kind that's going to shut down travel. It's going to be more token. It's the first flakes of the season. So take it for that, you know. You know, it's the first time. So enjoy it, but nothing I'm worried about.
What's the average date of the year for the first snow?
Good question. On average, we see our first flakes in Buffalo like
I know I'm putting
October.
On the spot. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I love it. Dude, these are weather nuggets I love. October 18th is usually our first flakes. Our first measurable snow is usually mid-November, around November 9th, November 10th. And our first inch of snow is usually around Thanksgiving, towards the end of November. But it's very different, you know. Last year, we didn't get our first flake of snow at a record late date. It took until almost the end of December before we had anything. And then, of course, everything unleashed the following week. So you can have late starts, you can have early starts. This one will be kind of a little bit of a typical start for our snow here.
So next weekend, the Bills are playing the Buccaneers at home. It is a 1 o'clock Sunday start. That is the final 1 o'clock home game until probably the very end, which, because the game against the Jets, well, I'm guessing is going to be at one, but it doesn't have to be. It could literally be the last 1 o'clock home game of the year. The Jets game at the end has yet to be determined. That will be when it does. So that being said, I mean, wow. Okay. 1 o'clock home game on a Sunday. We're not going to get any more of these. Can you tell us a little bit how it's trending, maybe? I have some friends coming up from Florida. They're coming to the game a little bit, and I'm like, all right, they're coming up from Florida. What do we got here? They've been very weary about, okay, November in Buffalo. What are we looking at next weekend?
And for very, very good reason. I mean, historically, you've had some, you know, wintry or weather-impacted games this time of the year. Just like kind of looking at the things that we look at, this cold that's coming next week is not the opening gates for winter, meaning this is not going to last. The following, you know, mid to late next week, and kind of warms up again, and it actually kind of dries out. There's nothing that's screaming at me for next Sunday. There's nothing that says, oh, it's about to get cold. Oh, I see a big storm coming. There's nothing that's suggesting that. Sometimes you can see that stuff. There's often times that I can say, hey, Sal, hey, we got this game, but wait till 10 days from now. That's a different story. Nothing is speaking to me like that just yet. So I would right now plan on, in prep for the Buccaneers game, the weather to be kind of tame next week after Monday, Tuesday. And then we'll see how it changes as we head into the following weekend.
Sounds good. Then the Bills are in Houston the following Thursday night. So we're going to have some quick turnarounds for some weather reports from Pat Hammer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. What's that?
These 4:25 games are kind of bizarre because last week, as you know, it was dark already when it was kickoff. Yeah. So you don't think of it as an afternoon game, but it was really a night game.
Yes.
So, you know, the 1 o'clock you're prepared for, the 7:30, 8 o'clock night game you're prepared for. 4:25 is just like a weird, I don't know. It's just, it's late.
Let me ask you this. I should know this, but I don't. I guess maybe people, this is common knowledge, and it's not. If you're in Buffalo or Miami, is it an earlier or later sunset?
Ooh, that's.
Do you know what I mean? Does it matter?
No, of course it's all about longitude and where you are.
Right.
Again, it's not just north-south, it's east and west. And if I recall, you also got to look at where the time zone ends or begins. Okay?
I'm looking right now. 5 o'clock in Buffalo, 5:35 in Miami.
Right, okay.
Okay, and there, so the reason I ask is because we're watching games sometimes.
Yeah.
And Yana will say to me, well, look how light it still is there. They're East Coast, right? Wherever the game might be, I don't know. And I'm like, yeah, and I've always kind of thought about that a little bit.
Well, where we are positioned against other time zones, you know, makes it that if anybody in the Eastern time zone is going to get darker early, it's here just because of where we lie geographically. Last Sunday, I'm like, oh, we got a Sunday afternoon, you know, it's 4:25, you know, let's play with the kids pregame. And it's like, wait, it's dinner time. I mean, because it got so dark so early because we had the time change that day. So it was just it was a different vibe.
Be home when the streetlights come on. And folks, that's 5 o'clock every in November right now. Okay. So make sure you do that. Hey, thanks for doing this today. We'll talk to you again next Friday. Thanks a lot for the update. And of course, we'll look ahead to what's happening next week here in Buffalo. Thanks, Pat.
All right. Good travels.
All right. You got it. Pat Hammer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. I don't have much time left, so we're going to take a break, come back, and we'll talk a little bit about more about what's happening this weekend, Week 10 in the NFL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.